Mr. Minister, you're here at World Pork Expo. What are you seeing so far? What do you like?
Well, I was very much surprised to see there are so many industries involved in the production of pork. Not only the pork producers, but industries that are providing equipment for feedings and for storing the products and disposing of the manures and some of the high biotechnology that can turn those manures into something productive, a concept of recycling, and also a lot of equipment to providers. And I was happy to see two Korean companies represented in the expo. And one company is producing a eco-friendly products that can turn manure into something productive, and also producing nice feed additives. And the other company is producing automatic container for feed and waters for the hogs. And up to now, I have had a very hectic, productive schedule for today, and I really enjoyed it, interacting with media people and those representing U.S. pork industries as well.
One of the things we heard from the national pork producers, the importance of the trade agreement that's being negotiated between South Korea and the U.S. And the impact that will have on the pork industry. Where are we at with that? How close are we to having an agreement? And are there points that South Korea is still a little concerned about?
Well, as a matter of fact, the agreement itself between our two countries has already been completed and signed. And now the agreement is awaiting an action on the U.S. Congress as well as in the Korean Parliament. And that agreement has been signed almost 3 years ago, and it's just about past time for the agreement to be ratified, approved by the U.S. Congress as soon as possible. And one of the reasons for my visit here is to promote, of course, FTA and tell that the huge benefit this agreement is going to bring about both to the United States and to Korea. Particularly, the U.S. pork industry has been enjoying the number one exporter to the Korean market over the years, and with more than 20% tariffs levied on those products. But once this agreement is implemented, then the more than 20% tariff will be eliminated in 2004 for frozen pork, and within 10 years after entry into force of the agreement for fresh and chilled products. So that implementation would provide a very commercially meaningful leg up to the U.S. pork producers. But and there is another sign of the flip side of the coin is that Korea has already concluded FTA negotiations with European Union, and Korea-Chile FTA has been in effect over the past 6 years, and Chilean pork producers have been enjoying the much less tariffs on pork products, and they have managed to increase tremendously their sales to the Korean market. And provided the Korea-EU FTA goes into effect prior to the cross FTA, then European producers of pork products will enjoy the same benefit, same advantage over U.S. producers. So that would make cross FTA, the passage of cross FTA, as meaningful and as significant as you can imagine.
Sounds like it's time that we tell our Congress they need to get moving on this.
Great. That's exactly what the U.S. industry people, pork producers, will have to be more active in getting their supporting voices heard on the Capitol Hill as much as possible, so that the process can be moved forward to the benefit of U.S. pork producers and U.S. ranchers and U.S. farmers and U.S. service providers and U.S. manufacturers and workers.
Mr. Minister, some great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about your visit here and what you hope the future will be with the U.S. pork industry?
Right. The U.S. pork industry will be very much competitive following the implementation of the cross FTA. I know U.S. pork industry has been enjoying the global competitiveness due to various different factors. And also the Korea-U.S. FTA would create a well-paying jobs here in the United States in the range of 70 to 90,000 jobs once it is implemented. There is a study done by the Department of Commerce that says an increase of $1 billion U.S. dollars in exports would create 9,000 jobs in the U.S. agriculture and more than 6,000 jobs in the U.S. manufacturing. And a study by International Trade Commission of the U.S. government estimate that U.S. exports to Korea will be increased by the range of $10 to $11 billion per year. So that would translate into the creation of 70 to 90,000 jobs in the United States at a time the U.S. economy badly needs a creation of jobs.
You seem to understand that maybe better than some of our own lawmakers do.
Well, I mean, I'm the head of the economic mission, economic section in the Korean embassy, and we are responsible for promoting Korea's economic and trade ties with the United States. And we are closely following up what's happening here in the United States so that we can help strengthen our ties in the economy and trade and investment.
Thank you again, Mr. Minister, and enjoy your stay here at World Pork Expo.
I try to enjoy my stay here, though brief. I'll have to fly over to D.C. tomorrow morning, but I'm going to enjoy
it. It's not as nice as Des Moines.
That's right.
This is the other D.C. This is Des Moines, Central Iowa.
Des Moines, Central Iowa, right. Thank you very much, and I really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope I will be back here sometime in the near future to enjoy the warmth and hospitality that I have enjoyed during a short period of stay here in Des Moines.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.